I haven't used Audioboo in a little while, but I'm a bit confused actually. There's supposed to be some changes. I understand that in one of the previous change logs, they said that the record button was going to be moved down, so there's less chance of you hitting it with your ear. I mean, while I'm just sort of holding this away from my face, I can sort of see little bars move. That's not moved. It's not at the bottom, so I'm not sure what's going on there. Anyway, I really sort of just wanted to give it another quick go because I noticed that now Audioboo allows you to sort of plug into your Postgres and to your FriendFeed accounts. And this is quite interesting because, I mean, yesterday I'd been trying out a new service some people I'd know had released called FriendBoo, and it's essentially just a call-in service that allows you to sort of record updates and they go straight to your friend feed. Obviously, this is quite interesting because I'm trying to sort of get back into FriendFeed and use that as more of a primary blog for myself. Now, obviously, Audioboo allows me to sort of share those updates as well with that. So that's good. I'll probably have to do some settings, otherwise this is going to sort of duplicate, I think, on my Twitter and all that kind of stuff as it gets sent, posts get sent back and forth. However, I think my concern actually, though, is that it's whether or not that update to Audioboo was done as a direct thing, like sort of competition to something like FriendBoo coming out. I think it was a little. It wasn't thought through enough, I think, because you need to understand how FriendFeed works. Now, obviously, you can post to your own sort of your own profile. It's a bit like a Twitter, and you can sort of put your posts up like that. But they didn't pay any heed to the fact that there's groups and a lot of sharing between those groups. Normally, the way this works is that when you make a post, you can also if you haven't used FriendFeed before, if you make a post, you can also share that amongst various different groups that you are a part of, and other people can sort of join in on those. It's good because it also helps drive content, users to your posts, which is nice. So it means that they get shared out to these groups, so you can engage with people who normally don't follow your posts. And it can sort of feed back to you. So it's you know, that's one of the reasons why I'd like to go into FriendFeed a little bit more, because of that sort of social blogging dynamic. But it seems like I'm probably only going to be able to sort of post directly to my FriendFeed. Now, the problem of this is, or what you may not consider a problem, but it exists. Yes, I can share that post on the website, and I can share that to another room, but it creates duplicates of posts. It's messy. It means that I have to then delete this original one, because this will get sent out. I'll then have to go on the web, find that post, share it amongst different groups again, and I'll have to. And what unfortunately that does, maybe that's a limitation of FriendFeed, I don't know, but it means I'm going to have to delete the original post. So it's kind of redundant, to be honest. And in my mind, it's a little bit of lack of insight from Audioboo to know that that's what people are going to want to do with their posts, not just post them onto their main feed. It would have been nice if they, you know, showed that they understood how all these other networks they're connecting to work. Now, this could be true of any site, to be honest, so I'm not sort of raging on Audioboo for no apparent reason. You know, other sites could do this as well. But just a small thing, because actually I like Audioboo. I like the quality. Obviously, there's a bit of a limitation. I'm coming close to my 5 minutes now, so I'm going to sort of wrap up. But I've been trying out lots of different formats. I've been posting by email to a Postgres account. I've been using things like iPadio, which is good. It's through phone, and it allows you to record indefinitely, although it's just a little bit awkward to sort of share that around. It's a bit, you know, you have to sort of download the file afterwards and things, so not yet fully integrated and not how I would like to use it. So just my little sort of thing, and hopefully this will serve as a nice test post to see if it goes on to FriendFeed okay. You never know, actually. All my troubles may not be present, but I think they might.